Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Continuing with the chapter on respecting seniors, respecting people of virtue, respecting the ulama, the scholars, etc. So today we do one hadith, short hadith, but got deep meaning, very deep, very beautiful meaning, very wide application, can be very, very wide. And Abi Sa'id Samurah ibn Jundub radiyallahu anhu qal, لقد كنت على عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم غلاما فكنت أحفظ عنه فما يمنعني من القول إلا أن هاهنا رجالا هم أسن مني متفق عليه. حضرت أبو سعيد سمرة بن جندب رضي الله عنه narrate that I was a young boy in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I used to memorize his words. So he was a young person, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. He was about 20 years old. So you can imagine, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was a teenager. So he said, I was a young boy at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I used to memorize his words. The only thing that prevents me from relating them is that there are people who are elder than me. Now he learned the words of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's saying the only thing that prevents me from relating these words that I heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that in my presence there are people that are elder than me. And that's why, because they are elder than me, out of respect for them, I'm not even narrating the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now this is what you call adab and respect. That he had heard it directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when a person is in an area where there are other scholars that are more senior than him in age, that are more elder than him in age, etc., then in a position or in a situation like that, it is better that they narrate the hadith. Or he goes and he tells it to them what he have heard, and then they narrate it and they relate it. So this is what you call respect. Today, unfortunately, Allah Ta'ala save us. Then in spite of us having so many seniors, so many great people, it's still sometimes the temptation is, whether it, on a simple level on the table, that the father is sitting there and the mother may want to know something. The father is there, the writing, he is the most senior person, he should answer. And if he doesn't know, then he can ask someone. But at the same time, the child shouldn't assume that now he became the father and he wants to answer and he wants to say. From the various ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we realize that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam would put a lot of emphasis on this. Like that hadith we did, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I saw in a dream that I was using miswak and two people were coming to me, and then I was told, I first gave that miswak to the younger person in the dream, and I was told, kabbir, kabbir, take that miswak and give it to the person that is elder. In other words, start with the elder person. And the other hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam we did, when the jamaat came to complain of the murder to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the brother started speaking, the brother of the murdered person started speaking, but yet he was the youngest of the jamaat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again said, kabbir, kabbir, that let the eldest person here speak. Teaching us that all these things, they may seem small, but as far as adab, etiquette and refinement is concerned, they go a very, very far away. In fact, this Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullahi explains this farqi maratib, that this respecting the different martaba that Allah Ta'ala has given each person, that is one of the means of creating harmony in society, is one of the means of creating unity, is one of the means of creating love in a whole society. When each person respects the martaba that Allah Ta'ala has given the next person. I am an employee, I respect that this person is my boss, that's a martaba Allah Ta'ala has given him. I am a landlord, I respect the martaba Allah Ta'ala has given to the tenant, and the tenant like that respects the martaba that Allah Ta'ala has given to the landlord. Like that the child respects the martaba of the father. Like that the citizens respect the martaba of the police. Like that the police, they respect the martaba of the seniors over them. So like that, when everything is respected, then there will be law and order. Take this respect out, you'll have no respect left in schools. Children won't respect the teachers. The students won't respect the lecturers. The public themselves won't respect the police. Then there's no law and order, then there's nothing left in any society. So this respect is something that is extremely important if we want to create harmony and create love and get the help and get the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something which is very, very important. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.